I'm good. I'm good. Just on the road again.
Yeah, big tour, and you're going to be making your way to our town, Madtown, tomorrow night at the Orpheum.
Absolutely, and we are pumped. We got us a new show and new lights and new songs and all kind of stuff. We're excited.
Yeah, everyone around here has been jacked up. They're on pins and needles, just waiting for Friday for Lee Bryce Day. It's going to be such a fun show.
Oh, man, well, we love it there, and like I said, man, we fun. You know, we got a band down that I've had for a lot of the guys in the band last year got there with me 10 years. It's really cool to be able to kind of revamp the show every year. A lot of stuff, you know. Obviously, we got new stuff on the new record, but it's really cool to be able to go back in and play a brand new show. Keeps it exciting for us.
So you say you've been together for like 10 years. I mean, that's a lot of bus rides together.
like a million miles worth.
Yeah.
What have you learned? What are some like the craziest things you've learned about your crew?
Well, there's so many specific things. Like I've got the best band, best crew, right? You know, and everybody has their own personality. I mean, like everybody is completely different, but somehow we have figured out how to make these completely different personalities mesh like a perfect, like, quilt that your grandma made of a bunch of old T-shirts. So it's really cool to see and to watch, you know, how great my band and my crew are. It's really awesome.
So you guys do spend a lot of time on the tour bus. What is the number one rule you guys have on the tour bus that when you have, like, a new crew member or when you guys are getting ready to go, hey, keep in mind, no... What's the number one rule you guys have?
There's the you know, no number two.
Number one rule is the no number two.
The number one rule is the number two. That's kind of your obvious rule. But the other is, like, look, hey, please fall asleep in the front lounge at night, you know, on the couch or, like, with your foot hanging out of your bunk. Because as soon as that happens, the next morning you will surely have a lot of Sharpie all over whatever it is. If you pass that in the front lounge, it's all free game.
I love it. What's your go-to? What do you guys have in your fridge and your bus?
The band booth, it's Bud Light. Bud Light, like yogurt. I've got me some almond milk, veggies, stuff like that on my bus, trying to get healthy and trying to do the right thing.
So almond milk and some veggies.
Trying
all right.
Keep it clean.
Well, that way, you know, your bus ain't the party bus. Nobody's getting crazy on that. Let them get crazy on the cruise bus.
That's right. I keep it all over there.
I mean, we got to say, Lee, I'm like, and I know a lot of people, other people are too, so obsessed with your new single, Boy, off your new CD that you released last year. I got to ask you, because, I mean, this hits home to you. You've got two boys, you and your wife, what, just had a girl last June? Congrats on that, by the way.
Thank you.
I read that you did not, because you're a songwriter yourself, so you did not write this song. You had two other people writing it, which are amazing. So how did this come about? How did you get this song? And then, like, how perfect is that for you to sing Boy, and then you've got two boys and a little girl?
It's who I am, you know. So I'd love to write every single song that I sing. But I have to look outside and I have to see what else is out there, because I know there's special ones. So I know I have to go listen and find those great songs. There's a lot of songs that are great, that are hits, that I don't necessarily connect with, you know. And then there's a lot of songs that I'm just not into or whatever it may be. But then there's every now and then there's a song that's like I wish I had written that song. It's a song that sounds like it's talking about my life. There's a song that sounds like it's who I am. And Boy, you know, when I heard Boy for the first time, I was like, you better be sending me this so I can cut it, because I'm cutting this thing tomorrow.
So, well, we're wondering, we have a pair of tickets to your show tomorrow, and we're wondering if you would be willing to play a little game with us. We're going to ask you some questions, and a listener will just have to figure out if you're going to be right or wrong. We're calling this game The Bryce is Right. Would you be interested in doing a little game with us real quick?
I will try my best.
Okay, here's the deal. And speaking of songs that you may or may not have written, we went deep into some of your album cuts. And we found some of your songs, and we've pulled a few lyrics out. We're just going to read a small lyric and see if you can give us the title of that song.
Okay.
So if you want to play a round of The Bryce is Right with Lee Bryce, pick up the phone, 608-321-1063. You have a chance to win two tickets to the show tonight.